With that familiar theme song, we're reminded it's time once again for the Harvest Time Gospel Broadcast. This is a daily broadcast with special emphasis on missions and world evangelization under the direction of Dr. Stennett Ballew of Resaca, Georgia. And now, here is Brother Ballew and today's broadcast.
Thank you and greetings, radio friends. What a joy and privilege it is to come to your place of listening and share together with you another Harvest Time broadcast. We're turning in our Bible to the book of Psalms 23, and I want to spend the time of today's broadcast looking at this psalm, and I'm continuing dealing with stress and with fear and these areas of problems that we encounter in our Christian life. So many people are filled with anxiety and worry, but that's not the will of God. And there is help for us in the Scriptures as we open our heart to the Word of God and let God speak to our hearts. Most of the time that you hear Psalms 23 used, it will be at a funeral or when someone is near the point of dying. But Psalms 23 is not a psalm for the dying. It is a psalm for the living. It is the great picture of the Lord Jesus Christ, who is our shepherd, that walks with us through this Christian life. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture, and he is our shepherd. I could never go into detail and cover the entire chapter in one broadcast time, but because of the importance of this psalm in dealing with stress and anxiety, worry, and fear, I do want to mention the content of it as much as I can on the broadcast today. So I'm not going to spend any time in review. I'm going to Psalm 23 and allow God to speak to our heart from his eternal word. The word of God said, "The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever." Before I deal with the context, let me deal for just a moment with you who are suffering anxiety, depression, stress, worry, and fear. This psalm, if you would memorize it and quote it to yourself a number of times every day. As a matter of fact, through the years, it has been my policy, when I could not go to sleep, then I quote this psalm. Somebody has said, instead of counting sheep, talk to the shepherd and allow him to talk to you and enable you to go to sleep. But Psalms 23, if you get out of bed in the morning and quote this psalm and then go through the day quoting it to yourself, I mean a number of times, maybe even 10 or 12 times a day, just continually quote this psalm until it becomes a reality to you, it will bring you out of the valley and into victory for the glory and honor of the Lord Jesus Christ. What a comfort it has been to so many people in so many situations. And it will help you memorize it, quote it. And until you can quote it, memorize it, then read it often as you go through the day. But let me just point out to you, the reason this psalm is so potent, so powerful, is because of the message that it carries. It presents the Lord as our shepherd. Now, I must say this. This is only true if you are saved by the grace of God. If you are not saved, then you have no right to this psalm because the Lord is not your shepherd. But as you look at this psalm, you learn these great truths that will help you in the time of your anxiety, worry, fear, and stress. We're taught in this psalm that as the shepherd, he is before us to guide us. Thank God when I do not know the way, when I cannot see the way, when I cannot even find the way, then he is there before me to guide me. Then as I read through this psalm, I learn as my shepherd, he is not only before me to guide me, but he is beside me to gird me. He is there with me alongside to strengthen me and enable me in every situation that I encounter. But not only can I say the Lord is my shepherd, he is before me to guide me, he is beside me to gird me, but then he is behind me to guard me. The Bible said, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. And then we learn in the last verse, he is beyond me to gather me. One day after a while, he will come, and I will leave and go, that where he is, there I may be also. Then again, as you look at Psalms 23, you learn these truths. And friend, this will help you in your battle with stress, worry, and anxiety. As you study Psalms 23, you learn that his provisions protect us from fainting. He knows exactly what we need. He maketh me lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside still waters. He restoreth my soul. Thank God he knows exactly what I need when I need it. But not only would I say to you that as my shepherd, the Lord is there and his provision protects me from fainting, but may I say his progress protects me from fatigue. His progress is so governed and guided in such a manner that it protects me from fatigue. And then his presence is there to protect me from fear. I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. There we come again back to that truth of the Word of God. I believe the first and most important step of you getting victory over stress, worry, fear, and anxiety is, as I've said so many times in the last broadcast, there must be a consciousness of God's presence. I do not care where you're at. The psalmist said, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. And my friend, I don't care what valley you're walking through. I do not care what the burden is, what the battle is. I want to tell you that the Lord is there. He did not leave you when you went into that valley, and he will not be waiting to join you when you come out on the other side, but he'll go with you through the valley. So his provision protects me from fainting. His progress protects me from fatigue. His presence protects me from fear. His power protects me from my foes. I'm glad that he has in his hand a rod and a staff, and they do comfort me. And then his promise protects me for the future. I know what the future holds. Thank God I'm saved. I'm not going to hell. And as the scripture said, weeping may endure for the night, but joy cometh in the morning. So we see, my friend, that the Lord, our shepherd, is there before us to guide us, beside us to gird us, behind us to guard us, beyond us to gather us. And he's beneath us to give to us. Then his progression protects me from fainting. His provision protects me from fatigue. His presence protects me from fear. His power protects me from foes. And his promise protects me for the future. But let me give you this quickly. Psalm 23 is a picture of the entire Christian life. In verse number 1, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. That speaks of our spiritual conversion. You will never be saved until he becomes your shepherd. Salvation is in a person, the Lord. Salvation is in the present tense, the Lord is. Salvation is in a personal relationship, the Lord is my. And salvation is a pacifying thing, I shall not want. Spiritual conversion. And then in verse number 2 and verse number 3, there is spiritual childhood. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. That speaks of rest. He leadeth me beside the still waters. That speaks of refreshment. He restoreth my soul. That speaks of restoration. And he leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. That speaks of righteous living. And so in that spiritual childhood, he progresses us in our Christian life. But then when we come to verse number 4, there is what I simply call the spiritual crossing. This is where God brings us out of the wilderness across the River Jordan into the land of Canaan. It's crossing into the Spirit-filled life. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. I want you to notice 3 things about this spiritual crisis in this crossing. Number 1, there is the certainty of the valley. It will come. The psalmist did not say, if I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, but yea, though I walk, it is a certain thing, we will walk through it. But then I want you to notice, there's a conversion in the valley, both in the walk of the sheep and in the talk of the sheep. In verse 1, 2, and 3, the psalmist speaks as a sheep talking about his shepherd. But in verse number 4, he changes and talks now to the shepherd. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. And many times these valleys come in our life because we get so wrapped up talking about God's blessings, God's goodness, God's mercy, and God's grace, until God has to bring us through a valley to get us to quit talking about him and start talking to him and walking close by him. But then when we come out of the valley, my friend, there's that spiritual Canaan. There's a furnished table that prepares the table before me. In the presence of mine enemies, there's a fresh anointing. Thou anointest my head with oil. There's full acceptance. My cup runneth over. And there's a faithful following. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. And then in verse number 6, the last part of it, there's the spiritual coronation of our Christian life. We can live this life and then leave this world with a blessed assurance in our heart that I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Again, let me repeat what I said early in the broadcast. If you today are battling problems with defeat, discouragement, depression, worry, anxiety, fear, all of these things, learn this psalm, memorize it, and allow it to become part of your life. I remind you, it is not how beautiful you can recite the psalm, but it's how beautiful your relationship is with the shepherd that will make the difference in your life. You're his sheep, he's your shepherd, and he wants to shepherd you today. Father, take the word, use it to your glory. I pray in Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Behold, the fields are white, it's harvest time.
Well, I trust you enjoy the broadcast today. How I praise the Lord for this open door, this heaven-bought privilege that our Lord allows us day after day to gather by the radio and study his word together. Let me encourage you that you pray for the broadcast, that the Lord would bless it and use it to the glory and honor of the Lord Jesus Christ. Also, I want to encourage you that you write to us and share with us in the financial burden of the radio ministry. Simply address that letter to Harvest Time, 179 Promised Land Drive, Resaca, Georgia, 30735. That's Harvest Time, 179 Promised Land Drive, Resaca, Georgia, 30735. And be sure to join us each weekday, Monday through Friday, at this same time. God bless you until the next broadcast.